Almost a year ago, Alan, I was alerted by Enid to the fact that there was an extremely dangerous structure here in Hookless Village. The former Hookless Leisure Centre, completely separate to the Hookless Village houses themselves, but was being accessed by children and toddlers, really. And inside the building, it was just a minefield of danger. A swimming pool that was full of water and tons of debris in the swimming pool, broken glass, fire hazards, treacherous, really. And we're here 11 months later, and Enid was able to access it again last week. Now it has been locked up, but I was talking to another person who was walking around having a look, and they said toddlers were following them in. It really is a complete and utter disgrace that almost a year since I first highlighted this, that we still have a situation where we have this centre of danger with so many kids around the place. And really, I know that Wexford County Council are moving towards placing this on the derelict sites list. On the 21st of December last, you can see the notice on the window here. Wexford County Council issued their notice of intention to make an entry on the derelict sites register, which will have an impact eventually, but the danger that remains here is just scandalous, really. They have tried to locate the owner of the leisure centre. As I say, it's nothing to do at all with the village itself. It's a separate entity. But the level of danger is off the scale here. And now I have been contacted by the residents.
And you have an email from them. And do you want to read out what they've said to you?
Yeah, they said they're writing to me on behalf of the many homeowners in Hookless Village. Over recent years, they say, and increasingly now, house owners have witnessed many dangerous and antisocial incidents. These have included fires set within the building and acts of vandalism that have destroyed windows and indeed walls. Advice from a fire officer who has seen the pictures of the site say the site is extremely dangerous, and if it were to go on fire, it would destroy houses in the immediate vicinity. In addition, given the older building materials, the fumes would pose a threat to everyone living close by. Vandalism continues. In the last week, one large window was broken and necessitated maintenance service to clean up and sweep the ground. That is apart altogether from the absolute danger to children and young people in the area, because, as we know, kids are kids. They're going to access places like this and becomes a dangerous playground. We really, really need to expedite action on this. We need to, in my view, it needs to be placed on the derelict sites register, but also I think Wexford County Council needs the CPO so we can dispose of it in a regulated way.
And what do you mean dispose of it, actually knock it down?
Well, seek a purchaser to bring forward a plan, whether that includes knocking down and putting other structure in place or refurbishing. I don't know. I'd say the refurbishment of it is probably not an option, but I don't know. But certainly the danger that's here at the minute is something that needs to be tackled once and for all, because, as I say, almost a year down the road since we were down here last.
And nothing has changed.
Nothing has changed, and it's just ridiculous, really, at this stage.
Enid, when we were here last year, and I just revisited the tape, I just listened to it before I came down here today. I mean, you and I and George, we went in there last year, and what we saw, the swimming pool was so dangerous. There was an old gym as well. It was just a walking danger. Now, you managed to get in last week, did you, before it was all sealed up, or what happened?
You say I managed to get in, Alan. Hi, Alan, thanks for coming down.
Not at all.
But you say I managed to get in. The one of the gates was tied very, very loosely with clothesline, and it just fell open. We walked in. Okay. So it was easier.
Now, we can't walk in today. So what? When you walked in last week, what did you see?
The reason we can't walk in today is because I asked one of the maintenance men to
completely seal it up.
Yeah, because it was so dangerous. What I saw last week was exactly what we saw.
Right.
When you were down.
So these are pictures from last week.
It's pictures from last week, but I'm showing you a photo of the pool, and we all got reports that the pool was drained, but as you can see there now, the pool isn't drained. Now, maybe a couple of inches was taken off it, but that's it. There's still that stagnant water in there, and it's exactly the same, Alan, as it was. It's as dangerous. There's no difference than you saw with your own eyes.
Right,
so,
okay. And what about, George referred to little children actually accessing the area. What happened there?
But sure, anybody could access it. Yeah. The way it was, it was just a straight walk in. There was no squeezing
through. And they were accessing it up until such time as you got maintenance to seal it up.
Last Monday we got maintenance to seal it up, yeah.
Do you believe it's fully secure now as we look at it?
No, I don't actually.
You think someone could climb it?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And there's another gate that you could actually probably squeeze through, just we walk past it.
Right.
But yeah, it's, Alan, I honestly don't think anyone cares at this stage. You know, we've highlighted it. We've highlighted it now for over a year. I mean, you were down when, August?
It was August last year, yeah, 11 months. Yeah.
And it's still as dangerous. We were horrified last year. And to walk into the same scene this year, I mean, what are we waiting for? Are we waiting for a serious accident? Are we waiting for someone to lose their life? I mean, does anyone really care? Any of us? Any of us, do we really care? It's down here in the middle of nowhere, out of sight, out of mind.
But you do care. You're very much focused in your role. Just remind people what your role is, Enid, please.
I work in community development for Wexford Local Development and SICAP. Mm. And yes, I do care. Of course, I care. But I mean, what do we have to do, you know, to make this safe, to turn this into something positive rather than what it is? It's a death trap at the moment.
So where are you asking for action? Are you asking from the council, from the government, or from both? Or who are you asking for action from?
Well, people keep giving me reasons why things can't happen. But with due respect, I don't really care who owns it or who's responsible for it.
Yeah.
I see a danger here that could be turned into a positive. You know, it could, not the danger, but like this whole building could be turned into a positive. There's a lot of people living around in the area. There's a lot of tourists coming and going. I mean, this could be a hive of activity. It used to be Seemley 20 years ago. I mean, Seemley, this has been like this for over 20 years. Mm. We've just been shouting about it for the last couple of years, but people have been shouting about this for 20 years.